Moving on now, anti-monarchy protests rage on relentlessly in Bahrain despite the regime's crackdown on dissent. Young protesters have clashed with security forces in the villages of Musalla and Iskanj al-Hafs. They chanted slogans against the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty and called for the downfall of King Hamad. These are the latest pictures from the embattled country showing police firing tear gas to scatter protesters. The tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom has been the scene of pro-democracy demonstrations since a popular uprising erupted there in early 2011. Scores of people have been killed and hundreds more injured in the heavy-handed security response. Dozens of activists and protesters have also been handed jail terms for attending demonstrations. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Intifat Qanber, who is a political analyst who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react and how do you feel at this point about the Bahraini revolution? We continue to have a harsh crackdown and even continuing arrests of people, for instance, the February 14th Youth Coalition Group members.
Well, this revolution started almost over 2 years now, and it's clearly this is a very viable revolution. I think the West and the United States has to recalculate its stance against towards Bahrain and respect the will of the people towards dignity and democracy for their own country. I think it's very clear in light of the Iranian elections as we see a democratic process in Iran while we see the Gulf countries going further into autocracy, tyrannical regimes and dictatorship regimes. One good example is Bahrain. I think the fact that the United States counting on Bahrain as a hub for its fifth fleet should be reconsidered. And I think the will of the and the future of the Bahraini people will affect the whole region and will destabilize this unstable region, and it will lead to further fractures in the countries of the Gulf. I think it's very important for the Khalifa family to acknowledge the rights of the people and to do some fundamental reforms, not only cosmetical reforms, to change the situation in Bahrain fundamentally for good.
And briefly, if you can, Mr. Qanber, do you foresee the Al-Khalifa family listening to the people?
It doesn't look like. I think one of the things that many political analysts have focused on, the differences and the divisions amongst the family itself of Al-Khalifa, rather than the differences amongst the Bahrain people. I think it's a myth. There is a divide between the Sunni and Shia and Bahrain. I think the main divide is within the family. There's a faction of the family which is loyal to the Saudis, who is willing to continue the killing and the oppressing of their own people. And there's a smaller and much weaker faction looking forward to some sort of reforms. We don't know how serious they are with their thinking, but the divide in the family
I do sincerely
is
apologize,
basically
Mr. Qanber,
reflecting
it seems
on the
that
state.
Unfortunately, time has gotten the best of us. We will have to leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight.